my handbooks got three in here too.
We do messages two and three in ones.
But there is ain't time of door. But the opposite of the laser.
There's no time to go through the outlines. You have to read it in your own time. I want to give a burden. A burden for us. Message two and three. Every message. It's about one message in Romans. Message two in Romans 5 and message three in Romans 6. I want to start with Romans 5. First 1 and 2. Romans 5, 1 and 2.
Why then, rechtvaardig op grond van geloof, hebben vrede met God door onze Heer.
Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and boast because of the hope of the glory of God. And we see a few important points. The first point, we are justified. Hallelujah for the justifying of God. Justified, but with a goal. And we see the goal is that we can have access to this grace wherein we stand. And these are so many deeper points we have to see. It is completely different to say that we have received grace. To receive grace, that my position is not changed. To get access to grace, where I can stand, it means that my position is changed. We have today a change of position. We were in the past, we were joined to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But today, from this tree, we are now in the tree of life. This is a crafted life. Grace. And we have to see it in a deeper way. Grace is not just undesired, undeserved gift. We have access. It is like a refrigerator with all the riches.
Pizza
and ices.
So
many things in the access, and we have access. It's a continuous supply. It's not undesired. It's not just undeserved grace. It's not just that. With the kernel of the Bible. There are layers,
and
we have to go into the layers to go to the kernel of the Bible. This is the center in this conference. We will go deeper to touch the heart of God. We have access to this grace, but it's not everything. It's a grace in which we can stand. And this is a crafted life. We stand in the tree of life as branches in the vine. Our position has been changed. And how has this happened? We were first branches on another tree, on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Satan was holding us. He had us in his power. And whatever happened, we had no choice. We were destined for the lake of fire. But with the death of Christ, it destroyed. It destroyed the one who had the power over death. We were. We were still joined to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But this tree had no power over us. We were loose. And by faith, in a simple way,
oh,
Lord Jesus. And suddenly, we were jumped over into the tree of life. And now are we standing in grace. We are standing in the tree of life. As branches in the tree of life. Hallelujah. And when we baptized, this is the difference. Finally, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a weak tree, and the tree of life is a strong tree. It's a tree strong in God's economy for the accomplishment of God's economy. We cannot be depending on the knowledge of good and evil, this tree, because it has no strength, no power for God's economy. We have and we need the tree of life. So Romans 5:2. Paul said, we have this grace where we stand, and we boast. We boast in the hope of the glory. We can boast in the hope and the glory of God. If we are branches in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we only boast in our own strength, in our natural support, in our own things, in the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a weak tree. If I say to you, Jeroen, is it not the best way to do this? Who are you? I have 30 years experience to serve the Lord. Who are you? This is boasting in our own experience, and this is not the tree of life. I have the Bible verse, Romans 5, verse 6 says, "For while we were yet weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Two words here. Weak and ungodly. We were weak and we were ungodly. What is weak and ungodly? This were when we were still branches in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We are not God bearing fruit because for our skills or for our divine experiences. We are godliness because we are united to the living Christ with the tree of life. Maybe this is needed to speak. Someone said to me, you speak about Romans 8, 5 to 8, and the kernel of the Bible is leven and dood. I don't see the word kernel, and I don't see the tree of life. I don't see kernel and tree of life in Romans 5-8. Why do you speak your own thing?
Vertel het maar aan Jezus Christus in Matthäus 22.
Just tell it to Jesus Christ in Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Verse 31. Amen.
Matthäus 22, verse 31, tot en met verse 33.
33, the Lord Jesus said.
Okay, the octopus is the Sadducees.
The Sadducees, they did not believe in the resurrection. They want to challenge the Lord Jesus. Defend the case of resurrection. Give us a proof. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And he is the God of the living. That is his answer. Well, who is that an answer for the resurrection? And when the crowds heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. We were two groups, experience of two groups. It's a good answer. The second group is, who can it? How can this? You have nothing said about resurrection. It's just a name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How can you defend with this? How can you defend resurrection? For the Lord Jesus, this was enough. He was not superficial. He is the Word of God. He is the Logos. He knows that in the Logos are the layers. If we stay in the superficial, then we only see, then we see black, white. Then we can play chess, but we cannot do more. But the Lord, he wants to go deeper. And after every truth, is there something deeper? What we need to see of God's heart. Because God's heart is the deepest layer. God's heart is the kernel of the Bible. The Lord needs to open our eyes. We see verse 32. We only see the name of God. But God sees it on something more. He is seeing resurrection. We have to continue to study the Bible. We don't want a letter. 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6 says, Amen. Who has also the sufficient as minister? Not the letter, but the spirit. For the letter kills, and the spirit gives life. We want to go deeper. This is the difference. We have to go deeper. In this conference, we have to hold on to this. To go deeper. We have a grafted life. And this is a truth in Romans 5-8. For this grafted life, we need two aspects. The objective aspect is the subjective aspect. We have already the objective aspect, and we have seen it during our justification. We have already a freedom and a salvation gained, but now we have been joined or grafted into the tree of life. But we still might need the experience of Romans 7. I want to do God's will. I'm not able to. I want to do God's will, but I don't have the strength. But I believe in the Lord Jesus, but I don't have a testimony of Jesus. It's so crazy. Maybe we are still more, maybe we are not joined to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But the effect of the element of the tree of knowledge, of this tree of knowledge is still within us. That's why we need the subjective of the grafted life, we need this. Anders is our experience of the Christian life strings. Tree of knowledge of good and quad. G-E-K. Gek. Het is gek. Word niet gek. If we are in the element of the tree of knowledge of God, then we become crazy. We have more salvation. We need more salvation. Just salvation is not, we need subjective. Subjective salvation. This we can also see in Romans 5, verse 10. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more we will be saved in his life. Much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled, and much more, full of life. This is our subjective aspect of our salvation. And after we have been grafted in the tree of life, and we have ended the satanic element of the satanic nature, by his resurrection we have part of the element of Christ. This is continuously. We have to experience death, and after this, resurrection. Death and resurrection. Every day, every moment. This is the way. This is the method for our salvation. This is a living of death and resurrection. It is a living in death. It's a living in the death, in the baptism. It's a baptism is a death. It's a dying and resurrection. In our experiences, maybe in our concept, is the baptism a once for all experience, but we have to go deeper. We have to. The baptism is continuously, every day, every moment. We need a living of baptism. Our baptism does not stop with the water. Such a life is a lifelong enjoyment. In Psalm 23 is so beautiful. Psalm 23 says, Psalm 23, 6 verses, there are so many layers. Maybe we haven't seen something. In verse 4 it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, a valley of shadow of death. In verse 5, you spread a table for me in the presence of my adversaries. A feast, a meal. In the middle of a tribulation, is there enjoyment? This is a normal Christian life. It's an experience of a feast. It's a tribulation. We go through tribulation. That is in Romans 5. Paul says, But we also boast in the tribulations that we can taste in every God. We can taste God in every situation. It's different from an unbelieving one and a believing one. For an unbelieving one, then they can go to the tribulation with bitterness. But we can go through every tribulation with sweetness. This is a unique experience of a Christian. It's a not for unbelieving ones. In Romans 5, we will go back to Psalm 23 many times. God is our desire. God is our enjoyment. Paul is pointing to many. He is pointing six times. He calls him as love, grace, peace, hope, life, and glory. And about every point we can have a conference. I want to make touch some of these aspects. The first one is love. If a suffering, if an unbelieving suffers, he cannot experience love. Maybe they have the feeling the world is hating them. And maybe we also have this feeling that our managers, they don't care about us at all. That's how I felt also. But I knew my God. I knew my Lord. I know him as my Father. In my tribulations, I feel the love of my Father in every of these situations. That's why it is sweetness in this tribulation. The world may hate me, but my Father loves me. This is a unique Christian experience. Grace is God as our supply in the middle of lack. Maybe we have the feeling we cannot hold on during the tribulation. And many people experience a burnout. This is normal in Dutch culture. It is normal to be burnout. Only I heard about burnout in the Dutch culture. I didn't hear it in other cultures. But we know our God as Christians. He speaks to us. He enters into us. His grace is sufficient for us. There is a continuous flow. And God's element is flowing in. Even though we suffer, we can go through this. Because there is no lack in supply. But let us go back to Psalm 23. It's a mysterious. In the beginning, he speaks, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lay down in green pastures.
But zelfs al ga ik door een dal van dieper duisternis.
Even though I walk through a valley of shadow of death,
David ligt, maar David,
he is lying and he is walking.
Welke is het dan?
What is it? Lying or walking?
En daarna,
and after this, he says,
hij ligt voor mij en dit of en
you spread a table for me, a table for eating. And he is sitting at the table. Is he lying, walking, and sitting? Make a choice. An unbeliever cannot understand. We begin. We have to see the sequence. We always begin. We always start with a situation of rest. We are laying in a green pastures. Every morning we stand up. And every morning we enjoy the Lord as our rest. We have to start with rest. Maybe it's not so special with so many experiences and so much revelation. It's only green. It's pastures. This is the wonderful nature of our God. We start with green, just lay down, nothing special. This is needed for the next step. This is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The sequence is we have to start with rest. Then we can walk with the Lord. And through the tribulation, and only through the tribulation, we need to have the tribulation. We need to have the shadow of that, the valley of the shadow of that. Otherwise, there is no table for us. Otherwise, the riches are not available to us. Why our praising is so poor? Because we have less experience of a Christ during our week time. The Dutch culture is a culture. I don't want problems. I want to care for myself. Sorry. And we have to exercise our spirit. If this is from you, then I want to go through the valley of the shadow of death. With this valley of death, this shadow of the valley of death, then we have the richer things of Christ. And what is the next step? In the next in verse 5, in the presence of my adversaries, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. My cup runs over. Why? I want to, the content of my cup, I want to drink. If we can experience Christ in all his riches, then our cup will run over. And the overflowing Christ is for other people. It's a testimony to other people. How rich Christ is. Paul says, I am a drink offering. This is a part of our six verses, only six verses in Psalm 23. See how rich it is. We have to go deeper. We have to grave, we have to dig. There is so much more in every verse of the Bible. Let we start with the green pastures in the morning revivals. What is the secret to enjoy the Lord in Psalm 23? And there's everything to do with Romans 5 and 6. What is the secret? In this context, in Romans 5 and Psalm 23, the secret is. The verse is in verse 1. The secret is in verse 1.
Verse 1.
So many
concept is, wow, there's fear.
Our concept is four to number six. How can we have so much experience of these things in such a rich way? How is it possible? The secret is, verse one is, Psalm of David. It's a personal thing. It's a Psalm of David. Jehovah is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. David knows God. He knows God. He knows him in a certain way, in a certain aspect. Maybe it's an experience of an earlier experience. Our experience of God is in stages. If we can experience God in a certain way, then this is the access, that is the access, the entrance into the next experience. He knows him as his shepherd. This is important. We can just always start with an objective knowledge of God. If we sit on a chair, if we are on a chair, and we do our own thing there, suddenly there is a man. And he has a sharp thing in his hand. And I want to cut you.
Run away.
You want to run away. If you know if this man is your doctor and he wants to cut you and wants to give you a medicine, then do you still do Kung Fu? The same person, same situation, but two different results. What is different? We know the Lord as our doctor. And that's why we are willing to go through the valley of the shadow of death with the Lord. And then we get the medicine we need so that we can grow further with the Lord. We need to know in a deeper and a more experiential way to know him. Even if the knowledge is superficial. That's just like our example. If the knowledge is superficial, is there still a difference? There is still feeling. What if the knowledge is going deep? So much more riches. So more advantages. Asking David, we know the Lord. We know him in two ways, revelation and tribulation. These are the ways. Don't say, I don't want a problem. If we say this, then it is clear that our praising of the Lord during the table is not that rich. There is no tribulation and no experiences of God. But Job is a good example. He knew already a lot about God. But through his outward tribulation and his inner voice, Job could say, in Job 32:5, I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. He knew already so much about God. Through the tribulation, by the voice of the Lord, that knew. Lord had a newer and richer aspect of God's experience. This seeing of God is in fact gaining God in a permanent and subjective way. This, to see this, will the amount of gold in us enrichment. It will enrich God in us. This is what makes us the New Jerusalem. We need a deeper knowledge of God. It's an experience in stages. It's a Christian. A Christian life is a matter of stages. The kernel. On the one hand, the kernel is the most important thing, but on the other side, the kernel is the deepest way thing in the Bible. This is a very in 2 Corinthians 2:10. Amen. But to us, God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. This is an important Christian experience. The Spirit of God, He is full of pom pom pom. He wants to do research, active research.
For what?
For what goal?
So that by the diepten van God kunnen ervaren.
That we can experience the depths of God. That we can know the deep depths of God and can learn. God has a heart for us to go deeper. Do we have the same heart? This is the matter. If you God only know Him as your Redeemer. If you God only know God as your Redeemer. 11:35. John 11. 11:35. It says. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Why did Jesus weep? Many Christians. This was the dying of Lazarus. Jesus had a large heart full of Lazarus. And he wept. That is not the case.
Read the Bible.
In Johannes 11, verse 14 and 15. In John 11, 14 and 15. So, you see, literally. So Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died and I am happy. And I rejoice. And I rejoice. Why? John 11 is a story. Here is a God man. He is full of pom pom pom. He wants to show God as resurrection life. He wants to be revealed as resurrection life. He is so full of pom pom pom. Lazarus has died and I am happy. And I was not there. But now can I experience, I can reveal myself as a revelation. But through John 11, And through John 11, the pom 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 is less and less, because there are so many experiences, so many opinions.
Who is the high?
He didn't. They didn't know that he was resurrection. He was so oppressed.
Depressed, yeah.
Amen.
Oppressed. Depressed, yeah. I was so depressed. Niemand kennt mich.
No one knows me. No one knows who I am.
And so, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Jesus said, okay, Lazarus is getting a problem. I've been blind.
Jesus. Jesus is, Lazarus has died, and I am happy. I have a chance. But the Jews want to die you. They want to kill you. But Thomas did not hear that. Let us also come to die.
Okay, no problem.
Let us go.
In the house of Martha.
In the house of Martha.
Martha comes here, and
the first thing that Martha said. If you would have been if you would have been here, then my brother would have not have died.
But
your brother will rise.
And Martha
said,
I
know. He will rise in the last day. Yeah, your will, brother will rise up.
Okay, so
Mariah, your turn.
So they hear the pom pom pom.
Pom pom pom.
And Maria
became pom pom pom. Yeah, Lord. If you would have been here, my brother would have died. I am resurrection life. If your brother not dies, then I cannot show myself as resurrection life. But Jesus, so many opinions, and no one knows the Lord, and no one knows him as resurrection life. The pom pom pom, pom. The pom 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 becomes pom. Jesus wept. If we do not know the Lord in a deeper way, then we break God's heart.
Okay, so for the here is it in heart. This is a heart for sure in the
dark. This is a heart
breaking
thing.
If
your wife doesn't know you because of a sickness like Alzheimer's, how do you feel?
This is my friend.
This is my wife.
My friend.
But my wife, she does not know me. I'm a strange person in her. This is heartbreaking. And this is the pain of God. This is the pain of God. We don't know him in the right way. Maybe we are nice or kind with the Lord. As our wife.
Alzheimer's.
If she has Alzheimer, I believe she will be nice to you. She will be nice, like another person.
So
this is heartbreaking. We do not know him so deep as we should know him. We have to have daily progression. In this situation, it is possible with people, with
authority.
They want to attack him, juridical, and everything is under his throne. He is the one on the throne. And when I saw this vision of the throne, I was full of joy. I did not have any fear. And the Lord is shepherding me through situation. And through such a situation, by this experience, my relationship with the Lord went deeper. In another situation, the Lord, he showed me his heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
Jeremiah 29, 11.
For I know the thoughts that I think about you, declares Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you a latter end and a hope. God is thinking about us. He is thinking about us. If he thinks of us, he thinks of peace and future. He thinks in hope. Everything he does will give hope. With what is hope? That's one aspect of the whole of Romans 5. Hope is not what the most thing people think. Most people do not understand the language of the Bible. They do not understand, like the word economy, God's economy. Is that a plan to make me?
In the same way, hope is ook nog een woord dat we moeten dieper gaan.
Hope is ook a word we need to go deeper. It's not wishing that something happens. Hope in the New Testament is a fixed trust in a given promise. The concordance of Strong is really needed. Strong concordance. It's there.
Hope is Elpis in Greek.
Hope is Elpis in Greek.
In
the New Testament,
Elpis
a certain trust and expectation in God's promise. It's not just wishful thinking, but it's a fixed certainty and based on the character and faithfulness of God. When God gives you hope, that is better than money on the bank. A bank failure and everything is gone.
All your health is
gone. Every money, but hope is different. You can build a house on God's hope. So reliable. This is a real experience of God. Why do I want to speak all these things? The experience of Romans 5 and 6, if it is just doctrine, death, resurrection, righteousness, organic salvation, then we cannot go on. We have to. Our lack is real experiences of Christ. All these things need to become experiences. I want one expression, so I do not know what the future holds, but I do know who the future holds. I pray this every day, almost every day. I do not know what the Amen. But we have to go deeper. We cannot stay on the superficial way. I appreciate the one who the YPs support. Brother Hank is giving an example. I go to Aldi and Lidl.
Here,
what ale shall I buy, pure or milk? This is good. We have to start in such a way. So I appreciate this. But after three years, if our deepest experience of God is ale, then we have a problem. Then we have a problem. We have to go deeper and further.
For the open
where is the dish
the fire?
For the eyes of our enemies? Where is the table? The cross. The tribulations. This is a struggle to us. It releases the flow of divine life. One of the characteristics of one who has went through tribulation is ministry. If there is a flow from us, these are aromatic flow. I have been through the cross. This is just tribulation. Tribulation is not the cross. If you want the cross, where is the aroma? Where is the ministry? There is a cross.
Now that Barum and who could have did a bar in a more specific way?
How can we experience this in a more specific way? After he said that he had seen God, Job 42, God said,
and in his angles, I like to take and did it for Afshku myself. In angles is I abhor myself.
Therefore I abhor myself and I repent.
This is
really termination.
This is
the cross. This is the real cross. The tribulation is not
the,
when we see God in the midst of our tribulations, there is a shining of light within us, and then we see ourselves. And then a part of our natural being is the eaten by the divine element. This is in every situation. In Romans 6, verse 3,
it said that by all the kadok zayin in Christus Jesus, kadok zayin in zayin do.
It says, or are you ignorant that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus and have been baptized into his death? Though baptism is baptized, it's being under the water, immersed in the water, to be put under water. The in here, we have access to this grace in which we are in grace. In Christ have been placed. More specific, we have in the death of Christ or in the baptism of Christ. When a plant is when a branch is crafted or is cut, the cut is on the tree and on the branch, and the cut is not straight. It's diagonal. We want to have more surface. We need more surface. The cutting
is
killing, is the cross.
The
cutting, the more cross, the more the joining is. On the tree of life, on the tree of life is the cutting big. How big is our cutting? Maybe it's not so big. So our contact with the Lord is not so big. So our flow is not that big. So, but as we are willing, going through more suffering, bigger and bigger cutting and cross, then we will be joined through our tribulations. The contact is great, and the flow is greater. Then we will have an aromatic experience. This is the reason that the Lord said in John 10:10. We may have life and have it in abundance. Is that our experience? I think not so many. It's okay. Let us go on and continue on. Tomorrow is the day of the Lord. We do not have to do drama. If we can spend time with the Lord, with all our former experiences with Him, Lord, forgive me. I have wasted so much time. This is what Brother Lee said. So much time. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new beginning. You know your Lord as the Alpha. You are always the Alpha. There is so much with relation to Jesus Christ as the Alpha. Oh, Lord Jesus, we don't want to fight during tribulations, to go back into our comfort zone. We want to be open with the Lord. I know a few precious couples. One had a job, and they realized that they had enough money to survive, but nothing more than that. No vacation. There was a consideration. Maybe another one person must also have a job. They get an answer from the Lord. Where is your limit if you don't do this? Where is your cross? There is an opportunity to find a solution for this problem. But the Lord wants to have this limitation for you. A normal Christian life, there's always limitation, restriction. This is a restriction that is our salvation. There was an experience that we can have the experience of the Lord in a deeper way. Lord, we do not have to solve in a quick, find solutions for all the problems. The restrictions are good for us, for our Christian life. Praise the Lord. I will end with two things. Hebrews 8:11.
This is the hard one. The brain of health. And
they shall by no means eat teeth his fellow citizen, and eat his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all will know me, from the little one to the great one among them. And the word knowing here, in the Greek, it's a personal experience. We need to know the Lord in a personal experience. One more thing. And this is in relation to prophesying. I asked the Lord so many times, why is it so difficult for me to speak your word in my fourth language? Why can I not speak in my first language? There is so much restriction, so many things. And his answer was,
dann, dann können wir abhängig sein.
Then you can be depending on the prophesying of the saints. You don't have an expression, but they have. Let it make it a collective, a corporate message. Let us prophesy. Amen.